Most of you have probably heard of the famous Swedish movie star and actor Dolph Lundgren. If you've never heard of him, you might remember a certain role that he took on way back in the day, 40 years ago, in the 1985 film Rocky IV, which in and of itself is a brilliant piece of film propaganda, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. It's just the perfect piece of Hollywood-esque anti-communist Cold War propaganda in the sense that Rocky Balboa is this tough American guy who trains by dragging horse plows by himself and what have you, and his opponent Drago, who Dolph Lundgren plays, is this high-tech Soviet guy who ultimately loses. Now, if you've heard of nothing else, you probably have heard the line from Rocky IV where he says, "I will break you," right? That's the famous line. In any event, Dolph Lundgren, very famous actor, action star for the most part, not exactly a serious method actor or anything like that. And when most people think about him, they just think of some tall, blonde dude from Sweden who looks really good and was an actor at some point in time in the 80s and the 90s. Fair enough, all true. However, what a lot of people don't know about Dolph Lundgren is that he's not the run-of-the-mill, tall, blonde, Swedish actor who happened to be a famous movie star. No, in fact, before any of that Hollywood stuff started, he first took a degree in chemical engineering from the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm. And after that, he got a Fulbright scholarship, fully paid, to study at MIT. And on top of that, he also pursued a master's degree in chemical engineering from the University of Sydney. And to add to all of that, he also has a tested IQ of 160. Now, 160 is some crazy percentile. It's like 99.7th percentile. That's 4 standard deviations above the mean. So, genius level, easily. Most super intelligent people are upwards of 140. 160 is crazy. Oh yes, and a final stat, in his prime at least, he was 6'5". So, blonde, blue-eyed, extremely good-looking, 160 IQ, degree in chemical engineering, a black belt in karate on top of all of that, yeah, had everything going for him. And he was seriously considering a career in academia as a chemical engineer. Well, way back in the day, in the early 80s, it turns out that he was doing some part-time work as a bouncer in New York. I mean, tall guy, black belt in karate, makes sense, right? And he bumps into this actress, Grace Jones, who herself was a legend back in the day. And he catches his big break. And when he catches his big break, he throws away the entire academic plan and project because he just doesn't think it's worth it when he can become a Hollywood star, possibly. And become a Hollywood star he did. And so effectively, the rest is history. He goes on to star in a number of other films, like Masters of the Universe as He-Man, Universal Soldier, as well as a bunch of other films, primarily as an action star. Now, I'm telling you all this because it's important for the point of the video. You see, the companion piece, as it were, to the principle of results versus hard work, because again, human beings are results-oriented, not hard work-oriented. Hard work can be a path to it, but is not always, as I stated in the previous video. Well, we have here the companion piece. It's called The Path of Least Resistance. This man had it all. Height, looks, near genius or genius, everything going for him, and he chose the path of least resistance. He chose becoming a bouncer and then becoming a movie star over pursuing academic career as a chemical engineer. Now, you might wonder why. At least some people might wonder why. Well, it just goes to show that when push comes to shove, human beings will choose the easiest option if that easier option presents itself as a better opportunity to the alternative. Now, I would say the path of the chemical engineer, being a chemical engineer, or being a professor of chemical engineering is nothing to sneeze at. A very, very small percentage of the population can achieve that. But it does not deliver the same instant gratification as does Hollywood acting in terms of money, fame, recognition, this sort of thing. And so when you have it all, like Dolph Lundgren did, in that instance, you choose the thing that delivers the goods more quickly, not the more difficult thing. Because even for him, pursuing an advanced degree in chemical engineering and then going further on to pursue an academic career would have been a lot more work than just looking buff, studying martial arts, and starring in films, right? And it's an important lesson here because it tells us a lot about how human behavior is directed too. Because your looks tell an enormous story. We can imagine a hypothetical scenario where all the professors in the world, or most of the professors in the United States, look like Dolph Lundgren before they became professors. And I'm willing to bet you a significant sum of money that most of those professors would not have become professors. Now, would they all become Hollywood stars or models? Maybe, maybe not. But if they actually had looked that Chad-like, or that hot as a female professor in those cases, do you really think they would have gone on to become professional academics? Because that path is long and tiresome and difficult, and the remuneration is not particularly good on top of all that. No, if they hadn't become supermodels or actors, they would have become something that at least delivered the goods more quickly and gave them greater access to status recognition and money vis-a-vis their looks. The looks for Dolph Lundgren were the mediating factor. A somewhat unique look, all things considered, in the world, being 6'5", blue eyes, blonde hair, and having a very, very good facial structure. Doesn't happen every day. So what do? You become a Hollywood star. Because that's what most people are going to do if they look that way. Now, Sylvester Stallone, his co-star in Rocky IV and the star in the various Rocky films, once told a story, apparently a true story, that when he first encountered Dolph Lundgren, he hated him because the guy basically had everything, you know, perfect facial structure, the height, the looks, everything going for him. But needless to say, it is highly illustrative of the principle of path of least resistance. And ultimately, if you want to dig down and look at the origins of how all this works, it just boils down to energy conservation. It's not unique to human beings. All animals and all organisms do it. If you can spare yourself the effort, if you can save energy, you will. So infamously or famously, lions, right, are quote-unquote very lazy. They'll spend easily 18, 20 hours, sometimes even upwards of 20 hours, just lazing about doing absolutely nothing. Why? Because that conserves a lot more energy than being active. And since as a lion, you don't always have access to food, i.e. prey, it's a pretty good idea. Humans are no different, although we tend to look at things in a more protracted manner, although we apply it to food as well and exercise as well. I mean, the fact that so many people are obese and don't exercise a lot is a testament to the principle of energy conservation. But if the opportunity presents itself and it's easy and you're going to make more money, get more status, and it requires less effort than whatever else you might do, well, you're probably going to take that. And it kind of just sheds a light on something. That all the people in life that pursued really hard things, yeah, there'll be a few that really were passionate about it, sure. Even in cases where they might have had alternatives to pursue. But the vast majority of them didn't have other opportunities or options available to them. And so they took the hard route because the hard route was going to be the route that was going to offer the best payout to them at the end of the day. Even if it takes years in the form of a PhD. Or some other advanced degree. Think about law or medicine, you know, doctors, lawyers. These are traditionally seen as high-paying jobs. Are any of those guys modeled here in terms of looks? Well, probably not. Some of them might be pretty good-looking, but most of them are average-looking. And they're trying to equalize that by pursuing something that's high status and high-paying. And so it goes. The principle and path of least resistance. Or, if you wish to call it such, the Dolph Lundgren effect. Because again, I think Dolph Lundgren, more than anyone else I can think of, embodies this principle. Guy has 160 IQ, a promising academic career ahead of himself. He has the looks, the height, he has everything going for him. And what does he do? He becomes a bouncer and then an actor. Because that was just cooler, right? And I think this realization, or this acknowledgement, if you wish to call it such, requires some degree of humility. Because you have to think about it. If you're one of these guys that's worked your butt off, Because at the end of the day, your best option was to do that, to pursue some advanced degree, or maybe it was an extended business plan you had, and you're running a small business, who knows? You have to level with yourself. If you were tall and super attractive, do you think you would have gone that extra mile? Now, you can tell yourself you would have done that, maybe, but we just don't know. I just think that humans, instinctively, all of us, react very quickly to opportunities that present themselves to us based on how simple they are to execute, and those opportunities, if they are simple to execute, are often going to accord with our looks and how we present to the world. Like I said, you're not seeing a lot of short, unattractive guys running off to become Hollywood stars if the other opportunities are more plausible, such as becoming engineers, professors, lawyers, doctors, take your pick. And unfortunately, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Now, I think I should add that we should be glad about this fact, because if everyone were super good looking, well, no one would be. There's that, right? Because the average would disappear, or it would be reshuffled to something new and incredible and incomprehensible to us in our current state of looks. But more importantly, we need doctors, we need lawyers, we need engineers, we need professors, we need these various other occupations in the world apart from models and Hollywood stars and what have you. So it kind of evens out in the end, even though most of us, if we're honest with ourselves at the end of the day, would prefer to be tall, attractive, and have tons of opportunities just present themselves to us, as opposed to having to work hard, quote unquote, and chase things that are difficult to obtain. But anyway, there you have it, the Dolph Lundgren effect, embodied by this one man better than anyone else I can think of, and probably anyone else you can think of. But in any event, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, subbing if you're not yet a sub, leaving a comment, all that jazz, be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out next time. Until then, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.